Well, hello, fellas, and how are you tonight? Man, I'm doing my usual thing with some news items. So here's a femon with a peroni in her hand. What? What, that can't be right. What's a femon doing with a peroni in her hand? Oh, wait a minute. So here's a femon with a gun in her hand. I put the peroni in her hand. Now, you ever noticed about femons with guns? They never look quite natural. It's almost as if they got a stick in their hand. Well, it was invented by a male, wasn't it? Like mostly everything else. Anyway, this 51-year-old femon walked into a police station and started firing at the front desk glass, which of course is bulletproof. But she also shot in a few other areas, I believe the ceiling as well. Then she sat down on a bench and put the gun to her head. Of course, the police people arrived, and she started shooting a bit at them as well. I guess it was verbal words from the police people. Then she put the gun down and gave up. Obviously, this femon has mental issues. Don't they all? She was obviously pissed off about something, or maybe she wanted the police to kill her. You know, suicide by cop. Anyway, she's in jail and she's going to be charged, of course. What I'd like to know is if this was a man, a male, would he still be standing? Or would he at least be wounded, or even fatally wounded? I mean, this femon even shot at them. I mean, she may not have looked, she knew what she was doing, but she can still kill somebody. I mean, haven't these policemen seen the Terminator? Of course, use deadly force, unless it's a femon, of course. Then we'll use kid gloves, and maybe even die because of it. Anyway, here's a picture of the femon. Looks like she's had a hard life. The number of femons in today's world with mental issues is staggering. I expect she won't get charged the same as a man would have done. Anyway, guys, what do you think? Moving on, and here's a hole. It's a big hole, guys. Now, this is something the council has done in a local area of mine, and this shows you how crazy they are. Nobody oversees the council. They can do what the hell they like. And all the local councils are saturated by femons, just like the education system. Anyway, this is put in a roadway, and there's signs just before it saying it's a bus lane. So if you drive your car accidentally through there, you'll end up in the hole. Now, this hole may even destroy your car. Write it off. But the council apparently says you should have seen the hole. You shouldn't be driving if you don't see that hole. How ridiculous is that? And loads of people have gone through there and smashed their cars up. Okay, here's another one. But that's a given. That's a femon. But how did this ridiculous idea actually get through and was implemented, for Christ's sake? If you accidentally go in a bus lane, we'll smash your car up. But we see many ideas from the council similar to this one. And it's a complete waste of money. Because usually in the end, they have to get rid of it. I mean, why don't they just have explosives in the road? So that if you accidentally drive down a bus lane, they blow your car up and you with it. And they'll probably still send you a fine. I'll put all the links to stories down below. And here's a scary picture, guys. Apparently, that's a femon. This femon is a false accuser. She accused her ex-boyfriend of rape and harassment. The allegations went on for about 5 months. And her ex-boyfriend was arrested 4 times. She also said that he was sending her hate mail. But they found out she was actually sending it to herself. Of course, her ex-boyfriend was finally exonerated. But he had lost his house and his job and most of his family members. She eventually was charged and was given 3 years. But how was this femon able to destroy this man's life? Because for some reason, you're supposed to believe femons. And they're the professional liars on the planet. I mean, let's face it, guys, the laws have got to change. Femons don't tell the truth. They hardly ever tell the truth, even in court. It's about time society realized that. Because at the end of the day, it's always the males that suffer. There's lots of men still in jail now through false allegations that the femon has lied about. But it's only a one-way street, isn't it, guys? You go to the police and just say something. They're going to want to need proof if you're a male. But all a femon has to do is go to the police and say she was sexually assaulted. And all of a sudden, they arrest the man. With absolutely no proof. just the words from a person who lives in fantasy land most of their lives and think nothing about lying because they got no morals. To be honest, I don't know why a guy even fancied this in the first place. Can't be drunk all the time, can he? Well, at least she's going to do some time. The society should start charging these femons with the same amount of time a man would have got with false allegations of rape. Then you would see it drop drastically. Hell, nowadays they're using sexual assault all over the place, which is going to make it a lot harder for femons that are sexually assaulted to even be believed. A lot of femons I've met through my life seem to be like an alligator or a shark. They seem to have no soul, no feeling. But of course their persona and their virtual signaling is all caring. And you know, a lot of guys are saying, oh, I don't understand a femon. Well, think of this. Femons want their cake and eat it too. Then you'll clearly understand what they really are. They want all the results without the work. And they have somebody in mind to help them piggyback on. That's male. Keep your wits about you, guys. Femon scams are getting desperate. And I'm getting another beer. You take it easy, fellas. That hole's starting to look sexual.